Chapter 2. Woodward Academy for the Physically Disabled, Oceanside, California. Kendra looked up as Griffin negotiated the long driveway that rose to the Woodward Academy's main entrance. Darkness had already fallen, but even at night the main building was astonishing. Situated on the top of a tall hill 38 miles north of San Diego, the three-story structure looked like it belonged on a northeastern Ivy League campus instead of the beach town where it had existed for over 70 years. The building had been constructed as the fourth home for one of California's wealthiest oil families, the Woodwards, who had lived here in splendor before finally deeding the mansion and grounds to create Woodward Academy in the late 1940s. The extensive grounds upon which it was built were equally impressive. Rolling hills, meadows, and cliffs towered over the crashing Pacific Ocean, and the many outbuildings and lovely chapel in the garden were also magnificent. The school was world-renowned for its work with the physically challenged, and many of its alumni went on to great success in a variety of fields.
"How long were you here?"
Griffin asked. "I left after the 8th grade. I could have stayed through 12th, but I wanted to go to a regular public high school."
"Did you regret leaving when you did?"
She shook her head. "Never. I was ready. But I had some good times here. It felt like home to me. The teachers are the best anywhere."
"So I've heard. I once thought this was just a school for the blind, but it's more than that, isn't it?"
"Much more. It's for the hearing impaired, kids confined to wheelchairs. This school helps a lot of people. I still keep in touch with some of the teachers."
"So you've come back to visit?"
"Occasionally." Kendra looked at the file in her lap. She had to clear her throat. "But I never thought I'd come back under these circumstances." She was staring at photos of Elaine Wessler and Ronald Kim, two staff members she'd known since she was 5 years old. Dear God. She had hundreds of memories of them from the years after her mother had brought her here as a nervous little girl. She remembered how tightly she'd held her mother's hand as she'd been driven up this driveway to the front door, but more with excitement than fear, because her mother...